President Bush is scheduled to release his National Energy Plan tomorrow. It's the product of a task force led by Vice President Dick Cheney. The plan's expected to lean heavily on increased domestic production of oil, natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. Yesterday, House Democrats sought to beat Mr. Bush to the punch by introducing their own energy principles at a Capitol Hill Exxon station. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Energy policy gives Democrats an opportunity to draw a sharp contrast with Mr. Bush and Dick Cheney, the two former Texas oilmen now running the executive branch. Standing beneath an Exxon sign advertising regular gas at $1.76 a gallon, House Minority Leader Dick Gebhardt said the Democrats' energy principles include immediate help for consumers in the form of price caps on Western electricity and tax credits for both consumers and domestic producers. He said they also include a stronger focus on alternative energy sources.
We believe we can have more than adequate supplies of energy and save our environment at the same time if we do the right things in research on renewables, on conservation, and on new sources of energy and high technology. We do not accept the belief that this administration apparently has that we have to drill our way out of this problem.
The highest profile environmental dispute is over drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which the administration favors and Democrats oppose. Lawmakers say that battle is largely over for this year, since the votes aren't there in Congress to permit exploration. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Edward Markey says instead of risking wild areas, the nation should put its technological prowess to work, designing products that use energy more efficiently.
If we can propose new technologies to knock down Chinese and Korean and Soviet missiles moving thousands of miles an hour, why can we not invest in technologies that ensure that air conditioners and SUVs 5 and 10 years from now are much more fuel efficient?
Republicans on Capitol Hill were cool to the Democratic proposals. Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison endorsed the White House view that it will take tough decisions on U.S. production to ease the energy crunch, not short-term fixes.
It's time for us to step up to the plate and do what must be done for the long-term stability of our country. And that means we're going to have more refineries and more gas pipelines, in addition to having more production and more reliability on our own resources.
But at the White House, where energy prices are being used to argue for federal tax cuts, spokesman Ari Fleischer was noticeably non-confrontational. He said there are parts of the Democratic package that the president supports.
For example, the Democrat plan, just like the one the president will offer, promotes efficiency, conservation, and renewables. The plan offered on the Hill today by some Democrats includes funds for weatherization and for LIHEAP to help low-income Americans. So too does the president's budget and the president's plan.
The White House singled out two Democratic proposals as problematic: energy price controls, which the president believes don't work, and tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, a tactic used by President Clinton during the last spike in gasoline prices. It's not clear how involved Congress will be on the energy front unless some of the more controversial proposals find their way into this year's spending bills. The administration will continue to be wary on environmental issues, though. Yesterday, EPA head Christy Whitman said a contentious plan to drop federal clean air lawsuits against utilities will not be part of the president's energy plan when it's unveiled tomorrow. On the other hand, Vice President Cheney says the White House will try to boost nuclear energy production by reviving a law that shields power companies from unlimited liability for accidents. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Washington.